His Excellency Professor Alpha Condé, President of the Republic of Guinea, His Excellency João Machado, Director General of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries of the European Commission, His Excellency Fouad Mohamed Al-Salvani, Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries of Oman, Her Excellency Suzy Pujiastuti, Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries of Indonesia, the Honorable Saboto Caesar, Minister of Agriculture, Forestry, Fisheries of St. Vincent and Grenadines, His Excellency Raul Sunicu, Undersecretary of Fishing and Aquaculture of Chile, His Excellency David Balton, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Ocean and Fisheries of the U.S., Excellencies, Ministers present here today, colleagues of FAO and UN system, ladies and gentlemen. I wish, first of all, to welcome all of you to this special ceremony, in particular, His Excellency Professor Alpha Condé, President of the Republic of Guinea. As you know, President Condé is the champion of the African Union, NEPAD, for fisheries and aquaculture. Thank you, Mr. President, and I thank you all for being here with us today to celebrate this historic event, the entry in force of the FAO Agreement on Port State Measurements. This is an important milestone, no doubt. Together, we have achieved the first even binding international instrument that addressed illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. EU fishing not only jeopardizes the conservation and sustainable use of living marine resources and ecosystems. It also threatens the livelihoods and food security of millions of fishers worldwide. 10% of the world's population depend on fisheries for their livelihoods. Most of them are small-scale fishers and fish workers. And fish provides more than 3 billion people with almost 20% of their average per capita intake of animal protein. The agreement is therefore a real and concrete contribution to achieving the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. In particular, the SDG 14, which calls for conserving and sustainability using the oceans, seas, and marine resources. As of today, 34 signatories representing 61 countries have joined the agreement. Let me observe that 1 year ago, or less than 1 year ago, in July 2015, we had only 13 signatures, including the European Union. During our ocean conference last October in Chile, FAO agreed with the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Chile, Geraldo Muñoz, and with the Secretary of State of US, John Kerry, to push to get the 25 signatures needed for the agreement to get into force. I would like to thank Chile and the US for their support. In the last 12 months, 21 countries joined the Port State Measure Agreement. Thanks to our joint efforts to raise awareness and promote the benefits of the accord. I have no doubt that the parties will strive to effectively implement this groundbreaking illegal fishing agreement, and that we will, together with FAO, continue to promote the agreement so that other countries can join this initiative as soon as possible. I would like to acknowledge the member countries that have not yet officially joined, but have initiated the internal process with a view to becoming part of this agreement. I encourage them to continue on this path. Rest assured that FAO is making and will continue to make the necessary efforts to guide and support you in overcoming any obstacle in this endeavor. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that some countries, in particular developing and small island states, may not have yet all the necessary resources and capacity to implement the agreement. FAO is already working to ensure that countries expressing an interest in building their capacity receive the needed support. The agreement itself takes into account the needs of developing countries in its Article 21, which calls upon parties, FAO and other international organizations to assist developing state parties. It also provides for the establishment of funding mechanisms to support capacity development in their ability to implement the agreement. On this, let me recognize the efforts of the Republic of Korea, the ministers here present with us, which has confirmed that we'll make financial contribution for this very purpose. I urge other partners and donors to follow suit. FAO is working to deliver immediate support to those countries that are most in need of it. At this coffee session, parties may consider convening an inception meeting to discuss some implementation-related matters, such as the establishment of a working group to discuss the requirements of developing countries. FAO has already developed an inter-regional technical cooperation program on the implementation of the agreement. We have also formulated a global capacity development umbrella program to support the implementation of the agreement and complementary instruments. It aims to enhance the capacity of developing countries that combat IUU fishing by strengthening their policy, legal, institutional, and operation frameworks. This global program is expected to contribute to achieving a number of goals that are central to fisheries and aquaculture. This may include, first, positive impacts on national economies and improve the livelihoods of coastal communities. Second, an increase in the food security of coastal communities that depend on the sustainability of local marine ecosystems. Third, a reduction in pressure on the sustainability of marine fisheries. Fourth, improvement in fisheries governance. And finally, a reduction in the incidence of other illegal activities associated with IUU fishing. I trust that FAO members and other partners will support this global program and collaborate with us in its delivery worldwide. Excellencies, I would like to emphasize that while the agreement constitutes a powerful and cost-effective tool, it cannot eliminate IUU fishing on its own. Today, during lunchtime, the Minister of Indonesia reminded us about this, as they have an experience of 2 years implementing the port state. To ensure that illegal fishing is fought from all angles, the agreement must be used in combination with other instruments and tools, such as the Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries, the Voluntary Guidelines for Securing Sustainable Small-Scale Fisheries, and of course, the Voluntary Guidelines for Flag State Performance. All those tools are available now. Let's strive to ensure that momentum and spirit of cooperation brought about the entry into force of the agreement is fostered. The Port State Majorum Agreement marks the dawn of a new era in the effort to combat illegal fishing. Generations to come will recognize the importance of this achievement, your achievement, whereof FAO is proud and grateful. Thank you very much for your presence here today with us. Thank you for your attention.